You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Wednesday. How are you today, Ari?
Pretty good for a hump day. Yeah. I'm feeling awake today, but I still need a good coffee.
Like, that's
just
all right.
A decent big cup of coffee.
Milk is back.
Yes, we had a little bit of, an issue like yesterday and the day before. I panicked.
I think that they call it...
no milk in the fridge.
In the economy, they call that a supply side issue.
Sure. I guess, yeah.
That's basically, no supply, but it's back. So coffee's back on the menu, which is good.
Yes, I was not about to have a coffee without a bit of Milky Milk.
I did yesterday. Didn't enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, you screwed your face. I'd be like, nah.
Didn't enjoy it. That's all right. We'll crack in today. Yeah. How about this for a headline to kick things off?
Oh, great. Kicking in.
Yeah, you'll probably enjoy it. Median house prices to rise to $932,700 in Newcastle Lake Macquarie.
Why'd you have to tell me that?
Isn't that outrageous?
Look, I know, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Feels like every 6 months.
Unaffordable.
That's why I'm so happy with just renting.
Yeah, literally unaffordable. Ridiculous. Yeah. It's absolute. They need to do something about it.
Look, that's why my brother and sister-in-law want to leave the country.
Well.
For literally that reason.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to buy
here.
So they're like, right, we're going to America. See you.
Well, it is definitely cheaper there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that...
Great piece of news there.
Yeah. They've got to do something about it, especially in the Hunter, because that is completely outrageous.
Mm.
All right, let's crack into the show. Enough of that doom and gloom.
Yeah.
I promise not much of that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
You know, Ari, one of the things I love about Newcastle is the entrepreneurial spirit.
Oh, like yourself. You're an entrepreneur, anyway.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this morning, I'm driving into work, so I'm coming down Industrial Drive.
Great part.
Yeah, we're just past, like, the Total Tools and all that, so it's kind of a bit of a wasteland there.
A little bit, yes.
Like, there's no shops, there's no businesses, nothing.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, emptiness, long grass and stuff. And running along the road... is this bloke with a big shopping trolley.
Right.
Full of return and earn.
Oh, one of these guys.
Yeah, but he's out hustling at 4:35 in the morning.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is rise and grind.
Maybe.
That is getting up in the morning real early, 2-3 in the morning to make money.
Okay.
I respect this guy.
Same, but I have a question. So if he's down like near that area, for example, and you know how if you keep walking along or driving along, you'll get to like the industrial areas and there's lots of businesses that like pass there?
Yeah, you've got to go around into Sandgate.
Do you reckon he's like gone for a full-on hike to go into like some of these businesses as like dumpsters to see if he can find more cans and bottles?
Maybe. I mean, there is some houses in Sandgate itself. Not many. There's about 20 or so in a little pocket near the Total Tools there.
Right.
So maybe he's going for that because it's Mayfield Recycling Bin Night. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking that's what he's hunting.
Yes. No, you're probably right.
But hey, you got to respect the hustle to be up at two or three in the morning to make money.
Not many people around to spot ya.
Let's get it, Newcastle. Making money where you can.
Just as long as I don't go through my bins, I'm happy. That's a little bit creepy.
I mean, do what you will. It's out in the street, in my opinion.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here from our live and local newsroom. Now, before we get into all the news stuff... I believe you might be our correspondent going to Amy Shark tonight. Is that right?
Ooh.
I am going to Amy Shark. Yeah, I'm excited.
Interesting.
Great.
So,
that's at the Civic Theatre, yeah?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's doing an acoustic show as well, which is so interesting. I'm excited to see how that goes. And I can't wait. I think I've seen her about three times
before. Wow, you're a real fan.
Yeah.
Hardcore
like
fan.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, in that case, I do have a favour to ask, Bree.
Yeah.
So when you see her tonight, I want you to take like a mental snapshot, like an image, a picture of her bun.
Of her bun. Yeah. How good is it?
Her
I want to know
band.
If it's bigger or smaller or just looks the exact same. Does she stick it on? Is she twirling it herself?
Is that what you've gone for today with your bun?
Hey, my bun is all up in a bun. I do not do the half up, half down.
No, Ari's bun game is on point.
My
Let's
bun
just
game
say that.
Is better than Amy Shark's bun game.
I think so. I
Show
think
the bun
so.
Off.
Hey, now that's a plan. If you have a chat to her after the show or whatever, suggest it, all right, Bree?
My colleague's bun's better.
Apparently.
Could you imagine? That'd be hilarious.
All right, now switching gears a little bit. Look, it's pretty serious, actually.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Some news around the stabbing on Beaumont Street.
Mm. Yeah, that stabbing that took place in November last year, there's been a big development on that in the past 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has been, another woman, should I say, has been charged with that alleged murder. She's due to face court this morning.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's six people now.
That's a lot.
Mm.
Certainly is, but it's an awful incident.
Mm.
I mean, on our very own Beaumont Street.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Mm.
And what else have we got going on this morning story-wise?
Yeah, completely different now.
Yep.
So we've got some good news, actually. So there's been a dramatic drop in teacher vacancies in the Hunter.
So more teachers are coming into jobs here.
Yeah, more teachers coming into jobs. It was there was a 4-year low around 2023 and before that. So it's now dropped by 50%, which is awesome. So when kids go back to school this week, you know, there's more teachers in jobs, there's more of that stability
right.
That the kids will be seeing. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, quality care.
Because that's going to mean, I guess, less casuals and stuff as well, because, you know, more teachers will be in these permanent jobs.
Yeah, more consistency in learning and all of the scheduling and all that type of thing, yeah.
That's brilliant news for our region. Thanks for that, Bree. Of course, another full news update again at 6.
UFM. The Novos.
So there's this Finnish driver. He's a Formula One star, actually. His name's Valtteri Bottas. Am I pronouncing that right?
Valtteri.
Oh, yeah. What a cool name.
Oh,
that's
it
such
is
a strong
cool.
name. Anyway, so he's made news this week. Now, he hasn't done anything for himself at the moment. It's actually his new boss. So basically, you know how drivers go from different teams? Like, one will go from Ford to Ferrari to whatever it is in F1.
Yeah.
Well, he's just signed up to be one of the...
No Ford, I don't think.
Okay,
but yeah,
well,
Ferrari, definitely, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
Mercedes
about.
Mercedes,
this is
that.
Like Europe, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so he's just joined the Mercedes team again.
Okay.
That's his move that he's made, and he's one of the reserve drivers. So the 35-year-old, ahead of the 2025 season as the reserve driver, his boss has come out to say, look, I need you to start reining in your nude exploits. So in other words, put your junk away. We're going to be closed from now on, but you can keep the filthy mullet. I will relent on that.
Oh, my God.
The reason why he's been ordered to stay closed was because he's had a few stints of being caught out in the nude on purpose.
What's he done? He's a bit of a cheeky boy, isn't he?
He is. He's known for having shown off his backside in the Netflix documentary Drive to Survive. He's also posted some snaps of himself swimming naked in a river online. The standard. Like, I'm looking at his bottom right now, actually.
What are your thoughts on it? Just briefly.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Anyway, but he's also done a nude calendar last year in order to raise funds for prostate cancer research. So it was for a good cause, but he's like totally doing a nudie shoot.
Surely they're not like berating him, stopping him doing that, are they? For raising
pretty
money?
Pretty much. His boss is like, mate,
no
you
more
can't,
nudes.
You can't be doing your nudie bits anymore. But honestly, like, he raised $242,000 Australian for the good cause.
That's quite a lot of money.
Yeah, but like the chief, his name, Toto Wolff.
Oh, he's well known.
Funny.
He's a very serious man.
There you go.
He's so serious.
Yeah, it's like the Merc boss. Of course he's going to be serious.
Yeah, you rarely see him smile. Even if they have a win, it's more of like a wry grin than a big happy smile. He's more like, quick grin, and then he's onwards and upwards.
Mm.
That's his whole thing. He's an interesting character.
Well, it's all about image for him. He's quoted here saying, "We are Mercedes, so maybe the nude calendar is not on anymore." God, come off it.
Yeah, mate. How ridiculous. That's how you'd want a bit more publicity. That's how you get it.
Yeah, show your bot.
Valtteri with his bot us out, I guess.
There you go.
Right?
100% Newcastle.
So I was driving my mum to work yesterday afternoon, actually. She had to go pick something up and she was without a car. Anyway, so she gets a phone call from my brother and his wife, and also Dad was down in Sydney as well, visiting them just to help out with a few things as well. Anyway, so everyone's on the phone. Mum's got the speakerphone on. Anyway, so Samuel's like, "Mum, I just wanted to let you know that yes, we are coming with you to Tasmania for the family holiday." So the four of them off to Tassie in a couple of weeks, maybe 2 months. Around Easter.
Does that mean you have to look after the two dogs?
Well, that's what I asked. But the thing is, I can't be home to look after them. I have, yeah, that's right. I have to do things. I can't just stop doing work.
Life, yeah.
Yeah, I've got so much on.
Just because your brother wants a holiday.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently they're just going to get one of their basketball friends to watch the dogs, which is fine.
Oh, heaps easier.
I don't have to worry about that. Which,
does that mean, how long is it they're going for?
Two weeks? I think maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks. Yeah.
Does that mean house to yourself?
Yes. Yay!
Party at Ari's place.
You know what's funny though? I didn't even get asked to go.
Oh, do you feel salty about that?
No, actually, I was a bit surprised at first, but then that's because that was Samuel going, "I have been on a family holiday for years and you've been on like two, Ari, so it's my turn, back off." I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems intense
between you and your bro. Just because you were busy. It's not my problem, mate.
There you go.
And anyway, so they're going to Tassie.
Yeah, you'll have the house to yourself, the Cameron Park Mansion.
Yes.
You'll be lording it around there.
I'm so looking forward to it. You have no idea.
When's it coming up, roughly?
Oh, roughly around Easter.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. So,
well, enjoy that time off, is all I'll say.
UFM.
The Novos.
Now, New South Wales Transport Minister Jo Haylen, I probably wouldn't have known her name a few weeks ago.
Now we do.
Popped straight into the news yesterday after it was revealed that she had used the taxpayer-funded drivers for private trips, including one to a winery in Pecolbin.
Okay, this is very interesting. It feels like a tale as old as time. Like, politicians have done this before, so at least something similar.
Well, so they are actually entitled to use these cars.
That's what they're there for.
For private trips, including usually, or things that are like combined with work. So, for example, maybe you drop the kids off to school on the way, or sport or something, on the way to work.
Yeah.
Or you've got a meeting somewhere and you need to, do an errand on the way or something.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are actually within the rules. You're allowed to use them for that.
Sure.
But this trip out to the wineries, 450-ish Ks with a group of friends.
Ooh.
And basically, it's not passing the pub test.
I feel like it's a bit much of a trip. Like, that's a lot of distance.
So she's got a holiday house at Caves Beach, right?
Geez.
Just down the road here.
Living.
And then, she took the trip from there to the Hunter Valley Winery and back again with her friends, obviously having a nice day out. And I'm a little bit torn with this because she actually hasn't broken any rules. And she said that. She's not drinking and driving, which I feel like is a less responsible choice, which is sort of what this kind of thing is for. But on the other hand, it doesn't really pass the pub test. For $1,000 or, which on her money I'm sure would be fine.
Yeah, that's right.
She could have had her, a private chauffeur for the day, which is clearly a private exercise.
Surely,
going to the wineries with your friends.
Yeah, well, that's right. But surely she would have recognised at some stage, oh, hang on, I could be done here.
Well, no, because she hasn't broken any rules. That's the thing. You're allowed to use that. There's no rules. And they're going to change it now because of this.
So oh, are they?
Chris Minns has said he's going to change the rules around it because she wasn't actually breaking any rules.
Right.
She has resigned, though, because she said, look, I didn't break the rules, but I acknowledge that there's not. That's not the only test here. As in, she's referring to the pub test, really.
Sure.
Said, I've let the public down. I'm sorry for that. She's out. She's already handed in her resignation.
No, she's probably like, I've got enough money. I'll be right.
Well, maybe, maybe not. She's still pretty young in her career.
Okay.
But it's come out that she's also used the drivers to take her and her children between her holiday house in Sydney just for, like, Saturday sport. So maybe they've gone up for the weekend to Caves Beach. Mm. Oh, kids have got sport tomorrow. We use one of those drivers, take them down, come back up again to the holiday house again. See, maybe there's more to the story is all I'm saying.
It's more than one just isolated incident,
I suppose.
It feels
as if that may be the case. They've also, like, somebody has leaked the logbook, I don't know, or put a photo of it.
Yep.
It's such an old school logbook. Surely this thing, they can get an app for it or something. it's like an old bit of printed paper that you might see down the RTA back in the 80s.
Yeah, used to log your hours when you did your L's.
Yeah, but it's not even a book. It's just stapled together bits of paper. It's not even that official.
Old school.
It seems like it's time for a change with this stuff, and this makes it perfectly clear.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We have to talk about this kind of Aussie phenomenon that's come out of Tassie just recently in the past couple of years. Now, it's just hit news once again just yesterday, right? I saw it on the Today Show. So it's called a game called Birds. Just Birds.
Birds?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, weirdly enough, I don't know how enjoyable this would be to play, but...
Well, you've never played it, have you? I've never even heard of it.
But apparently, according to all reports, a game called Birds has grown into a local phenomenon, becoming the bestseller at Hobart's biggest game store just last month. So it's literally outselling Monopoly, even Uno, all that type of thing. So crazy. But this is more so down in Tassie, not necessarily up here.
Okay, so it's not, it hasn't hit the mainland yet.
Not really. I mean, it's only starting to gain traction now. So it was invented by four friends only a couple of years ago. Now, I've jumped onto the website to have a look to see what it's all about. And it reminds me of like something like Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon or something. Okay, ready?
Right.
So here we go. The game, the pack contains over 100 playing cards, each with a photo of an Aussie bird in the wild. You also get a rule book, a game board, counters, and what's called a wedgie so that you can spin to determine who scores points for the hand.
Okay.
The fun is it's called wedgie.
I know.
Okay, so there are 72 different birds in the pack that have been given two values based on their fighting ability and their twitching value. 10 is high and 1 is low. So player, you will strategically use two birds from the 7 cards you've been dealt. So kind of like, you know, in a way, like get 7 cards. And compete against other players' birds. You'll use power birds to sabotage other players, all that type of thing. So basically it's like a fighting game pack.
It feels like Pokemon but with Aussie birds.
Yeah, you're basically using I had this bird is power 5 against his... two, whatever, I reckon I could beat this bird out, that type of thing.
And twitching is a term for bird watchers, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's what that means. So I guess twitching value must mean how rare the bird is sure. My guess.
Yeah.
So if you've got a rare and powerful bird, that's the best combination.
Mm.
Interesting.
But, it's just a little happy game about like all these breeds of birds, which is all fun and games. But
hearing about it, I think I'm in.
I think it's educational, but it's also like Pokemon, so I think it could, really take
flight. I think I'm in.
Sorry.
That'll do.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So my dad last night, he was in a little bit of a tizzy.
What's happened? Is he all right?
He's okay. I think he's just feeling a bit stressed at the moment.
Oh,
so
geez.
He's the, you know how I told you that he's the technical director for Wall's End FC, right?
Yes.
For soccer.
They're going to be a massive success, no doubt.
Well, who knows? Hopefully, though. Anyway, so he was like, Oh, damn it. I've had a coach drop out for tomorrow night. Oof. And it means I'm going to have to take the team. And
well, could
I'm gonna,
you step yeah. up, Ari?
Well, I offered and I said, Dad, look, do you want some help? Like, yeah. I don't know how much help I could be, but I'm offering some help.
You,
I'm
you not had doing anything. Years of soccer.
Well, yeah, and I'm not doing anything Thursday night. Yeah. So I'm like, how can I help you to make this easier? And he goes, oh, you know what? How about I just do a couple of demonstrations. You can, you know, take the team and like kind of jump in and help them and kind of be like my right-hand man. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no worries. Happy so it looks to, like yeah. I'm co-coaching tomorrow night.
Oh, this is so good.
We haven't done that in years, Dad and I.
What's the – do you get a decent pay packet for it?
I don't get paid a thing. Come on now.
Oh, what?
Well, look, Dad lets me live under his roof.
Oh, that
so
is true. So you let him collect your wages. For it, is it?
Yeah, it's the same thing for Mum and Dad. Whatever they need, happy to help yeah. because they help me out.
Yeah, they're, look, they're absolute gems they when are. You stay there. Mm. And, yeah, I think it's fair he takes that money.
Ironic timing, though, because I just found my soccer boots. Well, like, my old soccer boots, my Adidas Predators. So I'm going to, like, throw on the boots tomorrow well, night,
if
too.
If you're the coach, though, do you wear soccer boots or do you yes. wear normal shoes?
I'm getting on the pitch, man, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'll kick a few soccer balls.
Nice.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing about this. When is it starting?
Oh, just tomorrow night. I'm just helping out okay, tomorrow night, good, yeah.
Good. We'll hear about it on Friday show, yeah. no doubt.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And going viral on the internet all around Newcastle and the Hunter over the last few days has been the late night mowing saga of Katara.
Oh, so weird.
Kicked off with this person sort of hiding behind the bushes and videoing somebody mowing in front of Bob Jane T-Mart's. I think it's the Katara store.
Yeah.
At 11:45 p.m.
My favourite part is when like the person who's filming like rustles like through the bushes and yeah. you're just like, why?
There's so much to unpack there. It's such a weird story in itself. But it got us talking about late night mowing.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like mowing, especially in the summer months, because it doesn't get dark till 8:40 or something like that, 9
o'clock.
I think
it's about 8, yeah. but yeah, it's
like
crazy.
Fully dark till maybe, yeah, 8:45 or something.
Sure.
And if that's the case, what's the problem? I say if it's not dark, I think if you can mow, you should mow. Especially battery mowers these days. They're not as loud.
Aren't they?
No, they're not.
I thought they were all loud.
I mean, all mowers have got a bit of noise about them, but yeah. they're not as loud as the old petrol ones.
Keep it down.
I just think if you can mow, you can mow. I don't think there should be a limit on it.
I believe in the summer months, though, when it comes to daylight savings, that time, that extra bit of daylight is for activities. But when I say activities, fun things, not mowing the lawn. So things that don't make a lot of noise. So this is my issue with it.
Do you think there should be a cut-off time?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, 100%. Because, like, where I live, right, everyone's really close, like the neighbourhoods, the backyards or whatever. You don't want Fred next door mowing at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. That's wind-down time. Wine and wind down time.
Wine time.
That's right. So you want some peace and quiet and you want to be able to watch your TV or read a book or whatever you're doing to wind down for the evening without hearing the like next door. Like, that's so annoying. In fact, it happens to us and I hate it.
Wow. I feel like you've been really personally affected by this issue.
So my cutoff time would have to be like no later than 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
If you're getting home from work and it's 5:30, okay, I will accept it. But don't do it around dinner time. After dinner time, stop it.
See, I'm the other way. I reckon if you want to mow, mow. It's your own bit of grass. It's not really hurting anyone. You know, you just want to get the place looking good. And maybe that's the only time you've got free. I've had that where I've been very busy, you know, with this and the shop and stuff.
Save it for a weekend. And save it for a Sunday
working
morning.
Working all weekend. And then I'll just grab a torch and just do the mowing with a torch.
The bushman's like kind
yeah,
of
like headlamp
head.
One,
yeah.
yeah, headlamp one, and away you go.
I find that disrespectful though. If you're like mowing of a night time, I can't fathom.
Okay, well let's figure this out. Let's see what Newcastle thinks. Maybe I'm in the wrong here and shouldn't be mowing at night.
Please.
Let's first go to Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
How you going, guys?
Really
great.
Good.
What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, simple rule, right? Builder's code. So
Sun's down, tools down. Simple. Don't complicate it.
Okay.
Sun's, okay. So in summer, you can go nice and late then to like sort of 8:40 or whatever?
Absolutely. Why okay. not?
All right.
When the sun's up. So sun down, tools down, go and have a beer. That's
words to live by, Gary says.
Sun's down, tools down, go and have a beer.
I mean, that's pretty good.
All right. Let's go to Mount Hutton. Jane, what do you reckon?
No. Well, a few years ago, we live in a unit complex, and the guy next door, he started to mow on 6:45 in the morning on Boxing Day.
new lawnmower, perhaps, for Christmas?
No.
Look, I mean, how early in the morning is a phone topic for another day, and I'll appreciate if you call then, but I hear what you're saying. It's a no from Jane, it seems.
Yes. So kind of my argument still stands?
Yeah, it seems to be. Mm. Producer Mark, if we got you there, let's settle this, shall we?
I'm here, guys. And Crevo, I just got to ask, so you reckon it's okay to mow at any time of the night and morning?
Pretty much.
So if someone was doing it outside your window at 3 a.m, that's okay?
Hey, it'd be my nature strip, so I'm happy if they're getting that done. It sounds like a total win for me.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Let's play a game for your hump day.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Novo's Name 5. A quick recap on how this works. You have 10 seconds to name 5 things related to the category we give you. Super
fairly,
simple.
It certainly is.
Just a bit of a thinker.
It's
like
got to be
quick thinker.
Yeah, quick on your feet. Make sure you've had your coffee this morning.
Yeah.
I had 2 and smashed through the earlier examples.
That's actually true.
So let's meet our contestant for today. Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
Great, thank you.
That's the way. How's Madawi this morning? What's going on out there?
Oh, it's beautiful and sunny. It's getting warm already, though. I think it's about 24 degrees and, you know, 7 a.m. So we're starting to feel it. But you know what? Enjoy summer while it lasts. Hey, I love the long days.
Who doesn't? That's right. Are you going to take advantage and go for a swim or something today, or...?
Oh, you're tempting me now.
I'm not inviting you to my place. I don't have a pool.
But yeah, oh.
And I'm out near Madawi. You're not too far away from the beaches there. Sorry. So
yeah.
Get out there and enjoy it. All right, so you know how the game works?
Yep, I know how the game works.
Easy.
Good stuff. All right,
she's
well,
smart.
Ari's your quiz master for today. I'm okay. Preparing the stopwatch.
Okay.
Let's take it away.
Okay, Gabby, here we go. You have 10 seconds to name 5 things you can buy from JB Hi-Fi. Go.
Headphones, TV, radio, computer, and DVD player.
Or just scraped by.
Yeah, I think we're going to give that to you. Well done.
Well done, Gabby. Also living in the 2000s, yeah. VCRs.
Ari didn't specify a time frame, so
that's
in the past,
true.
I think you get VCR anyway.
So technically, you're still right no matter what you said, Gabby.
You've got a family pass to go and see the Jets for their big doubleheader this weekend. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's exciting.
It certainly is. It should be a great game, and good luck to the Jets.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And Ari, a lot of people familiar around their suburbs with this sound. I am, of course, talking about
dirt bikes.
Unregistered dirt bikes. They're back, baby. So NBN News, NBN Television, on their Facebook page, has put up these photos. They say Port Stephens Hunter Police District are appealing for help to locate these unregistered motorbike riders. And they've got 3 photos. 2 look like the same man, to be honest.
Right.
The men pictured conveying small children whilst driving on public roads in Raymond Terrace during January.
Wow.
Now, it's like, you know, when you go to Thailand or something and they've got, you know, the whole family's on a motorbike, a little moped.
Yeah.
It's a bit of that vibe going on. So
great.
There's a guy, like an older guy. I'm guessing it's the kid's dad.
Yeah.
And then there's the kid on the front, just sitting on the front, little kid. None of them got helmets on.
Oh, that's safe.
And then the dad, he's just got, like, he's got the van slides in one, and then he's got their regular thongs, the good double pluggers. I can't tell the brand in the other. They're just getting around on dirt bikes. Now, is a little bit of like missing context here, because the photos have been cropped in such a way that all of the background is taken away.
Yeah, wow.
So we don't actually know, are they on even on a road? Are they in someone's paddock? What the situation is. NBN television, though, calling people to call like Crime Stoppers if they know who the people are.
Right.
What's interesting is the comment section is kind of split.
Okay, in what way?
So half the people are saying, look, this is so dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And then the other half sort of saying,
uh-oh,
if they're on, say, private property, like a block of land or something, yes, it's not the safest and the guy should have a helmet on, but it's, you know, at least the kid isn't on their iPad. That's about half the comments are like that. So, I mean, look, everyone should have helmets on and proper enclosed footwear. That feels like a minimum.
But, yeah, get them outside. No iPads, no screens.
But also, I think everyone has seen the dangerous unregistered motorbike, like trail bikes on, like, roads and stuff, right? They're everywhere.
Doing wheelies, like, up, you know, inclines and whatever.
I saw them doing a wheelie down Clyde Street in Hamilton North.
Oh, no.
And the kid was probably, I couldn't guess, but 17, 16 maybe. But, you know, not old enough to have finished school yet.
Yes.
And doing wheelies down Clyde Street seems unsafe, just at a basic level.
Just ride them properly, would you?
Yeah, that seems to be the minimum. And put a helmet on. Especially if you've got a kid on the front. Come on.
Especially because, you know, they are dirt bikes. They belong in the bush.
Yeah, that's
her. Oh, come on.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so I just saw this post on Let's Talk Food.
Yeah.
About a place called Double Duck Smokehouse.
That's a fun name.
I know. Have you heard of this place?
No, I haven't.
I think it's fairly new. I think it started last year from what my detective and sleuth work.
Where is it?
It's just in Hamilton.
Oh.
In Hamilton there.
Local.
And, yeah, look, somebody's gotten one of the pizzas from there.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it looks amazing.
Okay, great.
It looks really good. Lots of toppings.
Is there duck on there?
I'm not sure. I couldn't see any. Also, though, it's oval-shaped. Not sure. I don't know about that, but maybe.
Yeah.
I guess you get more edge pieces.
True.
More edge,
I
guess.
A little bit more fun.
Yeah, and it's not, like, toppings out to the edge.
Oh, good.
Which is, I like. So, yeah, it looks really, this is one I'm going to try. Because, of course, they've got all the barbecue, brisket pies and everything like that.
Yum.
And local to our area, just near the shop and stuff. So, I might.
It is too.
Might just sneak over there for a bit of lunch, I reckon.
Yeah.
And I'll report back.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks really good. And I like to support new business in our area, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, well done.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Over in the UK, they're claiming that they have a big pothole crisis. Like, Europe's apparently terrible. For them. Well, you know what? We can relate.
They haven't seen some parts of Mayfield.
Mayfield, Edgeworth.
Maitland.
Everywhere, pretty much.
Around our area, we have many potholes.
Yes, even up in the Hunter, like Singleton, heaps there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so apparently, designed with artificial intelligence of some kind, there's like multiple different types now, a new type of asphalt made from biomass waste is actually looking to mend its own cracks without the need for maintenance or human intervention.
Really?
So basically, self-healing roads could soon be on offer as a solution to the pothole crisis.
That doesn't even seem, that seems like science fiction, doesn't it? The roads sort of pulling back together, but I guess it's possible if they got the technology.
Mm. Oh, this is interesting. So, like, also known as bitumen, asphalt, whatever.
What you call me?
It's a sticky black substance derived from crude oil, widely used to construct roads and whatnot, which we already know.
Yeah.
So, as it hardens, it becomes prone to cracks. But researchers have developed methods to stitch asphalt back together, creating more durable roads. So, like, there's a whole science behind it.
Yeah.
And they, honestly, it's in development. Basically, at the Swansea University, not our Swansea.
I got excited for a minute. I thought it was a local story.
One of the scientists there says that the approach would help to develop net zero roads, as road carbon emissions can largely be linked to asphalt production. So it's meeting a lot of these net zero targets as well.
Well, let's just focus on the fact that the roads fix themselves. You don't have to wait 9 months for a crew to come out and then cone off the area for 3 months while they, you know, just partly patch your road up.
Mm.
If what we should do is send some of our road technicians, that's the guys that fix the road, over to Swansea University in the UK, not just down the road, and they should learn this technology and let's get it rolled out from here on out. Every new road should be these self-healing ones. Because once you put it in, you never have to fix the potholes again. That's a dream scenario.
Too true.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And former President Joe Biden, he hasn't been out of office for long, 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And already he's on to his next gig.
Okay, so walk us through what this is, Greg.
So I would have thought when he left, he would retire.
Yeah, kick back and relax in a cabin in the woods.
Well, some wherever he lives. I would have thought he would have kicked back and relaxed, like you said.
Mm.
No, he's already back on the hustle. He signed with a Hollywood agency, CAA. They're a talent agency.
What?
And they represent a lot of big names. So he's not, he's not the only one that's on their roster. He's like people like Meryl Streep, Martha Stewart, and now Joe Biden, all part of this agency. And now, I didn't realize this, but last time he did a book tour, just from the tickets at, like, the speaking events he did, he sold 85,000 tickets.
Damn, that's impressive.
So, and you know that's not going to be cheap.
But that was also when he was the president, right?
No, I think that was beforehand.
Oh, sorry.
So, now, probably, maybe even more. People want to hear from presidents. Mm. Now, obviously, that won't be the only thing they'll be looking at. If he hasn't written another book, he must have signed with this agency with some ideas in mind.
I don't think this would work very well, because do you remember, cast your mind back, he was falling asleep during, like, big meetings with, like, the UN and whatever.
Totally.
And if he's going to be acting, he's fallen asleep on set. He's not going to make his call times.
Well, you say that, but now he doesn't have anything to do with his days. Before, it would have been on phone calls with other countries in the middle of the night, or, you know, listening through boring chats in CIA briefing rooms. All that. He doesn't have any of that going on now. He just gets up, has coffee, and, you know, maybe some blueberry pancakes of a morning.
Oh, yum. But I reckon he would do good, right? So, you know, like those kind of like sitcom-y shows, like Big Bang Theory and all that, how they have...
Cameos,
yeah, and special guests. He could be on one of those shows. That's probably what he's going to do.
Like if they do a reboot of Friends.
Oh,
there's Joe Biden walking down the street.
Yeah.
Other ideas, I thought maybe we could get him perhaps on Bridgerton.
Oh.
As like sort of somebody important from America.
Like disgruntled Duke's grandfather or something.
Like that. He'd be perfect for that.
Great.
You know? He's got that smile and like the twinkle in his eye and stuff, and he knows how to
take your money.
Dress sharply. It would be perfect. The other idea I had, maybe we could get him on like Celebrity MasterChef.
Nah.
You don't think so?
The man is 82 years old. He's not operating a whisk.
Well, you never know. You know, he might have sprightly wrists.
Oh, you know what? He might. He wasn't doing much when he was in president, so...
Yeah, exactly. He's got a chance, and he's had a bit more rest, so you never know. Coming to a screen near you, or maybe like a Netflix special.
Yeah, he can have his own show.
I think he could. Maybe a little talk show or something. It'd be perfect.
A president he once was.
Yeah, chit chat with Sleepy Joe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good title for it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so the big news overnight as well is the $100 million jackpot went off.
Cha-ching!
To a single person.
Wow.
Just down the M1 in Sydney, the lady from Elizabeth Hills. Of course, I had a chat with her, and some of the comments are always great.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "That's crazy. I just finished watching tonight's episode of Maps, and I was falling asleep as you called me." As if the person on the phone cares what TV show you were watching.
Probably just giving the most accurate detail of what happened in that moment.
Yeah, that's right. It's 10 p.m. here. I saw multiple missed calls. I thought, who would be calling me at this time? Wow. I was worried something was wrong.
No, something incredibly right.
Yeah, so she said, I love my job, but I won't need to work 7 days a week anymore.
Bless her.
It's actually nice to think I won't need to work. I'll actually be able to buy a place of my own.
Yep.
And I'll start treating myself more. I'll go on some holidays.
Good on her. That's what you do.
That is somebody, it sounds like, who deserves it. They work seven days a week.
That's hard.
And they don't own their own house. And they wanted to go on some holidays.
Brilliant. Just work a couple of days a week, like two or three, just to save appearances.
Yeah, well, and also just to keep yourself busy, you
know? Yeah, that's it. You don't want to be a hermit.
So, well done to that lady. It sounds like she deserved it.
I should write her a nice letter, see if she'll give me some. Wouldn't that be nice?
What would you say in the letter?
Dear lovely lady, congratulations, but please, can I have some?
How much would you hope for from a letter like that?
A mil?
Just from a random stranger?
That leaves 99 million. Don't be greedy.
Okay, so you... All right, well, let's do that. Let's send off your letter. We'll figure out where she lives, because that's not creepy.
I would share it.
Would you with a random lady?
Not with a random lady, no.
So think about why that might or might not work then, hey?
That's true, yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, I went to the fridge here at work. And I pulled out, like, a 1.25-litre bottle of, like, just some fizzy drink. So, lemonade's my favourite, right?
Yeah, I see you drink that a fair bit.
Yeah. Anyway, so I come back in, no cup. So I was like, I'm just going to drink it straight out of the bottle.
You didn't say that, though.
No, I didn't.
You just cracked it open.
Cracked it open, started drinking it. Now, this is quite a regular thing that I do, okay? Like, sometimes I just don't want to dirty a glass. So I'll just drink juice or even milk, or even, like, my fizzy drink straight out of the bottle / carton.
What animalistic behaviour is all I'll say.
I think it's completely normal. I think I got that habit from my brother, actually, just quietly. But, like, it is so normal. I used to live on my own for a lot of years as well, and that's what I did. I'm drinking straight from the bottle / carton.
No, it's so uncouth. I want you to imagine a few situations here that I've drafted up.
Here we go.
And you see if you would... Here's the problem, right? You're drinking from a public bottle. Like, especially if you're at home, that fizzy drink, other people might want some. Your mum or your dad. And are you all drinking from the bottle? Is it only you?
No, it's just me. I'm just the one with bad habits.
It's just you. And then they're drinking some of that saliva. That's so uncool, Ari.
It's a good thing, you know, we're related. I share mum's genes.
Okay, some more hypotheticals for you here. You've got, say, for example, a sausage on a plate. Right, a cooked sausage.
Okay.
It's sizzled up nicely. You're ready to eat it, right? Bunnings at home.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, if you want, you go, oh, I wouldn't mind some tomato sauce with that. Instead of putting some from the bottle to plate, you just put it bottle to mouth and then have a bite of sausage. A little bit of sauce, a little bit of sausage.
Cremo.
Yeah.
Just between you and me.
Yes.
I have done this.
Unbelievable. See, I was
trying... This is when I was living on my own, okay? So it was just my bottle of sauce.
But what if a visitor came
a
over? What if
a
vet should come over because it's animalistic behaviour,
well,
Ari.
Well, no, it's not. It's my right to drink from a bottle.
Okay, another hypothetical. And maybe this is happening to you.
Okay.
You've got a family block of chocolate at home.
Yeah.
Maybe what? What do you guys get? Hazelnut, fruit and nut?
Just like a regular Cadbury's.
Cadbury's plain?
Yeah.
Are you like breaking off squares or do you just bite on it, raw dogging it?
Oh, now that's different.
Is it?
That is different.
How is that any way, shape or form
different? I don't eat from the block. Thank you very much. So, my thing is here.
Yes.
It is totally okay and normal and reasonable to drink directly from the carton / bottle straight out the fridge.
What about this? You want to have a sandwich, right? You want to have a sandwich. First step of a sandwich is buttering the bread.
Oh,
what do you
God.
Just like lick the butter and lick the bread? Save a knife?
That's so funny, but no. I'm actually might try that.
This is what I'm
talking
about.
No one will ever know.
Well, they won't. That's true. They won't know. All right. 4967-4105.
Yeah.
Drinking directly from the carton. Is it uncouth or is it classy?
I'm
uncool?
Going class.
You think it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Ari thinks it's fine. Do you, or
This is what you can also do.
Mm. Do you have a carton drinker in your household you want to dob in? It drives you mad. Maybe you've caught them out in the act.
Could be a teenage kid.
Because sometimes it's a crime that goes unnoticed for a long time.
Yes, unless you're caught in the act.
Caught in the act. Mm. 4967-4105. Do you think drinking from the carton is okay? I think it's not, especially with, like, anything, really. But, you know, milk, juice, any kind of drink. Do you think it's okay or is it wrong? Ari reckons it's absolutely fine. We even heard about the tomato sauce example, which shocked me. I never thought that would fly.
Not my finest moment.
4967-4105. You can either back Ari up. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm in the minority here. Maybe I'm being a bit, you know, stuck up.
Mm.
Or is this uncool? First of all, in Aberglasson, Selena, what are your thoughts?
I'd have to say an absolute no, because imagine if you if you basically slurped out of your milk carton and your mate comes over for a coffee, you just swap and spit with her and she doesn't know it.
You know what? I don't think it's possible to put that any more elegantly.
Yes. Which, yeah, there you go.
Swapping spit with your mate.
Get your own milk.
What? So bizarre. All right. Let's next go to Mount Hutton with Brad. Good morning, Brad. Yep. What are your thoughts?
Well, how else are you supposed to drink an oat milk?
Oh, he makes a good point. It's just a mini carton.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. The 600 mils are the same.
So the same thing, any kind of carton is okay, according to Brad.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't think that applies. Small bottles is fine. It's when it's a group bottle that's the issue, in my opinion.
I think you're wrong. I think Brad's right. Okay, let's wrap it up in Redhead. Good morning, Jerry. What are your thoughts?
Look, if you're a single person, you're the only person drinking, by all means, like, go crazy. But if you're going to share it, it has to be a general rule. Like, everybody gets to drink out of the carton. We all know that we're swapping spits. or you're just having the whole thing. You're just being a greedy gut.
Well, there you go.
I think I might be a greedy gut. So,
Jerry, what's the situation in your house?
Yes.
Is it all in on the cartons?
You can catch the kids drinking out of it for sure.
Oh, there you go.
But the adults know.
Oh, right. So you just let them enjoy each other's spit.
Not on purpose. Catch them doing it.
And you know they're in trouble then. All right. Well, so we had two doing it.
Yeah.
That's 66% of Newcastle think it's okay. I don't know how I feel about that whole situation.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
So, big news overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Finnegan's Hotel has been sold.
Really?
Yeah, it's sold to other local publicans, owners of other pubs.
Great.
And, yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens. Are they going to upgrade it? What's the situation? Mm.
Hopefully.
Pretty iconic, obviously, in town.
Yeah.
Art Deco building, you know, with the rounded sort of edge at the corner there. I think it's a nice building from the outside, for sure.
I wonder if they'll keep it as a pub, though. Like,
I think they will.
I think there's other opportunities.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of restaurants around there already, though.
True.
And it's sold to other people. Like, they already own other pubs, the people who bought it. So it's probably going to stay as that.
Mm.
But, yeah, we'll be interested. Obviously, when, you know, something's like that's bought, you know, will there be changes? Will there be updates? I'd say there will. They'll be trying to upgrade it and make it a bit better, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess
Good news for locals, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
New FM.
The Novos.
I've got some great information for you here that's going to make you very, very happy. So there's a McDonald's over in Budapest. Now, everyone loves a bit of Mickey D's.
Yeah,
it's great.
Something on the menu you like.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a general fan.
The thick shakes are good. Okay, a McDonald's in Budapest actually every weekend has a double life, kind of like Hannah Montana a little bit here.
Okay.
So by day, it's a McDonald's.
Yeah.
By night, it turns into a club.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. So it has a double life. So it's really cool. That's the song that's going to be playing in this Budapest nightclub. Okay, so this McDonald's, right, it's kind of like in an artsy, historic building. So it's got beautiful high ceilings, big windows, whatever. So I'm actually looking at the photos of it here. Every Friday and Saturday evening from 10 p.m. up until 4 a.m.
That's proper overnight.
This branch in Hungary's capital city, rather, projects amazing light shows of the deep sea or stars onto the ceiling that play alongside live DJ sets. So guests can then watch the show, bop their heads to the music, and also munch on their Mackie D's favourites.
Now, this is cool because it's in a historic building, the area and stuff like that.
Yep.
So just thinking around our area, do we have any Maccas that are in historic buildings? The one in Mayfield, that's probably what, from 1980s maybe?
No.
70s?
That's not very, doing that one.
It's not very historic, to be
what
fair.
What about the one at Hexham, just up the road here?
Oh, Traveller's Rest.
Yes.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Massive parking lot as well, so you can maybe like expand it out so it can be like a big nightclub like this one.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And you could get the thick shakes and a bit of a, you know, some tunes going.
Yeah.
Could be massive.
Is it actually genius? Because when you think about it, if you're nightclubbing, odds are you're having a couple of sparkling wines or some vodkas, right? So you need something to sop that all up.
Yeah.
What a perfect. You can get a cheeseburger. Get a quarter pounder.
While you're there so that you...
Get some nuggies.
Yeah, well, people, you have less, you know, sort of fights and stuff as well. If everyone's got a bite to eat, that's...
Yes.
That's proven, isn't it?
Keep the tummies happy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently also now this has got to be the best thing I've ever heard. Ready?
Yeah.
So, those who go to this nightclub, while it's still operating as a Macca's, right, they're also wowed by a conveyor belt filled with food moving between the split-level store and the McCafe, which also has an outdoor terrace. So, you're able to pick up your food on this conveyor belt convenience.
It's like sushi train, but for hamburgers.
Yes. Could you imagine, like, a six-pack of nuggets and a Hot Pocket, like, kind of, like, going past
coming
you?
Coming your
like,
way.
Thank you.
I'll have that one.
Now, let's get back on the dance floor. You
you're
know,
rolling
party rock
through.
Anthem's playing.
You're rolling. Rolling through Heather Bray. Oh, here we go. Traveller's Rest. Let's pull in.
We don't need dance.
Like, if you're coming from Maitland.
Yeah.
Between, you know, the Hexham Bolo and the Traveller's Rest Macca's / nightclub.
You don't need to go all the way to Newcastle.
You don't need to go all the way. Just get your food. Everything's there. Brilliant. You know, a bit of atmosphere. The whole thing set up. A giant mosquito statue. What more do you want?
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, it's Wednesday, Ari.
Hump day.
Now, my, I guess, investigations, or not even that, it's just my guesstimate, is that that means it's your hangout at Will's night. This is your boyfriend, so he'll be...
God, he's great.
Mayfield resident for the evening.
Yes.
Nice. And you're doing some cooking for him. What are you making for him?
I'm making him...
apple pie?
Oh, gosh, no. He's not a big fan of the desserts. Actually, he's quite the savoury person. I'm making him two types of scrolls.
Mmm, salty.
Yes.
That's nice. What are the types? What do you got?
So, I'm making him just a regular Vegemite and cheese scroll. He loves those. Absolute favourites.
Baker's Delight style?
No, just like puff pastry.
So Ari's Delight ones. Style.
Yeah. Kind of the small ones. And then I'm also making him ham, cheese and caramelised onion chutney scrolls.
Oh, my God. That's a bit luxury, isn't it?
Yeah.
How good's that?
I love
Oh, isn't that beautiful? You love to see love.
You should see him.
Yeah, well, I have.
He's so handsome.
Oh, listen to this, would you?
Yeah.
Absolutely gushing.
Yeah.
Show us your hands again.
Yeah, they're still bare.
Still no ring. Still no ring. All right.
It's all right. Got plenty of time.
Hey, we've also got to give away a prize today before we go.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a family pass to go play Rip It Golf, which is fantastic. That was really good.
That hurt.
It goes to Jerry in Redhead. Earlier in the show, we were discussing whether it was classy or not to drink milk / orange juice, whatever, directly from the carton or the bottle, the shared one in the fridge. Here's how it goes down at Jerry's house.
Look, if you're a single person, you're the only person drinking it, by all means, like, go crazy. But if you're going to share it, it has to be a general rule. Like, everybody gets to drink out of the carton. We all know that we're swapping spits. just having the whole thing, you're just being a greedy gut.
Jerry, what's the situation in your house?
Yes.
Is it all in on the cartons?
You can catch your kids drinking out of it for sure, but the adults, no.
There we go. See, that's at least got a bit of civility to it.
Yeah, a little bit, but still okay.
Yeah, it's Ari loves it. Yeah. Have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.